Hemp, the non-psychoactive form of cannabis, has a complicated history in the U.S. Many of the founding fathers grew hemp and praised the plant as a cash crop. Then, in 1937, a tax law essentially made the plant illegal. During World War II, the U.S. government changed the rules again, begging farmers to grow hemp.
In 1942, 14,000 acres of fiber hemp were harvested in the United States. The goal for 1943 is 300,000 acres. Thus, hemp, cannabis sativa, is staging a strong comeback.
And now, after decades of redesignation as an illegal controlled substance, Colorado farmers are leading the way in yet another major hemp comeback, with the plant's high value and possible drought tolerance taking center stage.
There is sort of a gold rush craze right now for it.
However, researchers like Katie Russell, manager of Colorado State University's Southwestern Colorado Research Center, one of multiple groups doing extensive study on hemp's drought tolerance, say hemp may be getting more credit for tolerating dry conditions than it currently deserves.
I don't think this is a dryland crop for our area because we do have such low rainfall and it's very variable among seasons. So it could be very risky some years and it could work out other years. It's probably on point with corn. If you looked at a perennial system, alfalfa, for instance, it would be a water savings in comparison.
Part of the problem is very little research on hemp exists, considering the plant was mostly off limits to farmers and scientists until the passage of the 2014 and 2018 farm bills. But now, researchers like Russell are free to look into ways to help boost the plant's value and hardiness.
I think we could really improve hemp as a drought crop. I think as we move forward in the future, if we're really targeting that as a specific breeding purpose, then I think that we could find it could work in a lot of more arid environments.
CBD, an oil extracted from hemp flowers, is used in a wide variety of popular products, marketed for calming, healing, and health. Hemp fibers in the plant's stock are used in items like clothing, rope, and paper. Russell says regardless of the end use, hemp farmers may be less likely to minimize hemp's water consumption when they see how much better the plant performs with more water.
We're seeing larger growth habit with the higher water, greater stem diameter, more branches, which would likely then be more flowers and should equal more yield. If this were a fiber system, something that really relies on high biomass, I think you'd see a pretty good yield reduction under the lower water use scenario.
So the variety of hemp plants currently available may not deserve the title of drought tolerant on their own, but it does appear the hemp boom is inspiring a new wave of creativity in agriculture with a focus on saving water. Jason von Limke, director of the Subsurface Irrigation Efficiency Project, or SEEP, says the hype around hemp is pulling water-saving irrigation techniques out of the shadows and into the mainstream spotlight.
One of the cool things about it is it does draw younger people in who are kind of open to these technologies and things like that. So if anything, you might see a jump in more people using efficient irrigation.
And studying water efficiency in agriculture is exactly what von Limke and the SEEP team do at their research facility in Kersey, Colorado, where the primary focus is 82 acres of subsurface drip irrigation. This is a system rarely used in Colorado that pumps water from a well through a filtration system that can add nutrients to the water before delivering it directly to the roots of the rows of plants planted on mounds.
If you are irrigating in flood irrigation, your crop is absorbing about 45% of that water, right? And the other 55% of that water is runoff or it evaporates, etc. If you're using a pivot circle, your efficiency is around 80%. And so what we're trying to do with drip irrigation is get those efficiencies up to 95, 98%.
SEEP researchers are growing hemp because it does well with subsurface drip irrigation, and its value makes the high cost of switching to the water-efficient drip system more feasible.
The system is expensive. It costs about $1,500 to $1,750 an acre to install. We have been growing alfalfa here for the last like 3 or 4 seasons, and the return on the investment on alfalfa, which prior to hemp, was what we believed one of the most valuable cash crops because you can get about $130 to $150 a ton for that. Compare that to hemp, we can sell our hemp flour at $35 a pound.
SEEP is studying other, less expensive, non-traditional forms of irrigation that also work well with hemp.
So this is our mobile drip system.
This more accessible water-saving design uses a traditional pivot irrigation system, the type you see on most farmland, working its way across the field, watering the crops from above. But this one has hoses or drip lines attached to each nozzle, delivering water directly to the ground around the plants as it moves.
I'm so excited about this. I think this is the one of the immediate answers.
An hour and a half away in Sterling, Colorado, the Lebsock Hemp Farm is testing irrigating hemp with drip on a major scale.
The hemp business, huh?
Raised beds, plastic, drip, all underneath, all no evaporation, no what have you. Go ahead, walk through there.
That's David Lebsock. His family is growing 1,000 acres of hemp for CBD. The entire crop is irrigated on a subsurface drip system. They're hoping drip will save them 40 to 50% of their water. Another benefit to drip irrigation is it allows Lebsock to use more of his land.
See where the pivot actually ends right there?
Mm-hmm.
All that from there to this way was non-irrigated, but now we're able to use it as production.
And you still feel like you're hopefully, from what you're expecting, going to be using less water, even though you're using
Absolutely.
More of your space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. More space, less water. I mean, right now we haven't watered for the last week. Does that plant look like it's droughty?
Not at all.
Not at all.
With some farmers confident in hemp's water-saving value, and others unsure the plant's current drought tolerance isn't being oversold, all parties are anxiously awaiting the new data and irrigation-related discoveries uncovered with each hemp harvest. Discoveries that are undoubtedly changing the Colorado agriculture industry as a whole. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Hanley Myers.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.